Now it's the season of autumn. This is my favorite season of the year. I always loved it, even as a child, running through the woods, and especially in the season of cross country. We would run through the woods and would see all the beauty of the leaves and the trees covered with so many bright colors, the crunch of the leaves as you ran through the woods, and then also the squirrels running around gathering their nuts for the upcoming winter. This was my favorite season. Not everyone loves the fall. For some people, it reminds them of the coming winter, that they will be cold soon. But many people love different seasons, and each person is created differently and has different likes and dislikes, and they love different seasons. Some people, they love the season of spring. The springtime brings with it much joy for them as they see the new buds and the new flowers coming forth, and the beauty of this new life, which is all around them. Others, they'll love the season of summer. And in summer, there's so many wonderful things which take place. Barbecues, times going to the beach, weekends at the Jersey Shore. And others, yes, they do actually love the season of winter. Some people love the cold. They love to maybe sit with a hot cup of coffee or cocoa and look at it snow outside. Maybe they love to go out into the snow and to go skiing or ice skating. For each one of us, we have different likes and dislikes with the seasons. In each one of them, these seasons, we can find some hope and some joy within them. Now, we should really be able to see within the seasons and all of our life God's presence there, that God is the creator of all creation, and he created each thing and even the seasons to bring us joy, happiness, and to teach us something about our life. If we take each of these seasons, they can teach us something about our life as human beings. The season of spring is a season of new life. And in our life, we have seasons of spring which we experience. New life. Our own birth. That was a season of spring for our families. And the birth of a new child, whether it be a relative or our own child, is always a season of hope, of new beginnings. There are seasons within our life of summer, times when we're strong, like when we're maybe in our 30s and 40s, able to do a great deal in our life, able to give a lot to our families, and God's sun seems to be shining upon us very strongly, and the vigor of life is within us. Even within this season of summer, there are some times when maybe the sun's a little bit scorching and it's difficult, and that creates some difficulties in our life. Then we could say in the season of fall, we have those seasons in our life as well. There is some sort of dying that's going on maybe within our life, or maybe we're experiencing the reality of death within our life as human beings, and the death of a loved one, or growing old ourselves. Maybe it's this season that we don't like, because we see with it the coming of winter. There's a temptation within our life, and within these seasons of our life, to want to, as Pope Francis says, dominate the rhythm of life. We should never want to dominate the rhythm of life, or to really want to take all these things out of the Creator's hands, to not walk with the Holy Spirit and dwell with the Holy Spirit through all of these seasons of our life, recognizing that God and hope and love can all be found within each one of these times in our life. As we hear in the passage today, the first reading, souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They are seen in the foolish as to be dead. Chastised a little, they will be greatly blessed, and God will try them in fire, and purify them as gold is purified. We see in this passage the reality that even those little deaths in our life which may take place during the fall, or during the winter, that these deaths are not final, that they are a cause of purification. And in fact, the reality of death in life, which causes so much pain at different times for us and difficulties, that this can and is a time of purification for us. And even the souls who go before us as we celebrate this Feast of All Souls Day, those souls are in the hands of God, and God will purify them. He has purified them during their life, and He will continue to purify them to create His image more in them, as gold is purified in the fire. And this is what the reality of the purification in purgatory is, that it is a preparation for heaven, and those who are in it are not experiencing it in it an end, but a new beginning, as they prepare themselves, they're prepared through Christ for heaven, for the joy of heaven. So winter is not even that season, which is so dark sometimes and dreary for people, even that season of life is not an end. And we should always have this hope within us that these seasons of winter, these seasons of fall in our life should not be an end, but a new beginning. Be seen as something which is temporary, something which God puts before us. We live as Christians, as people of hope, living these seasons not in a way that we try to dominate the rhythm of life and to say, well, I don't want to experience this, but to recognize that God is within all these things and to walk with God and with His Holy Spirit through them. In this way, we realize, as Jesus says in the Gospel today, that the Father does not desire that anyone be lost, but that each one be taken to heaven. Now, obviously, not each person has chosen that particular path, but it is God's design, His design, that each one of us, even in those darknesses and in death, that we be prepared for that next life which He wants us to have. And in life, there is not an end to winter, but the beginning of an eternal springtime. This is what heaven is, a call to us to experience forever the eternal springtime. May we have that hope. May we recognize that hope for one another, that those who have gone before us are not dead, but they are being prepared to be with God forever, for all eternity.